passionate about them at all.
Michael, looking ahead to the final, I'm sure you're delighted to be back in another final.
Yeah, that's where you want to be now. That was the target, start of the year, after qualifying medals now. We kind of more or less give in the league. We'd work on the league, try and blood in a few new players, but the overall goal was championship and try and win Donegal again. So we're in the final, we're 60 minutes away from doing that.
So it was a matter of pacing yourself, because it had been a long season last year, hadn't it?
Yeah, it had been a long season now. There was no point us going hell for leather straight away. You know, we more or less had our pre-season done over the winter, getting ready for the semi-final. But we kind of, Michael Boyle and Mervyn kind of knew what they were doing with regards to training and strength and conditioning and all that. So we kind of peaked at the right time physically, yeah. And it was about now, well, before the Kilcare game, getting ready mentally for it. And I think we're in a good place.
Came through the qualifying group, you know, some kind of dodgy moments, but came through and probably did just about enough.
Yeah, there was a lot of dodgy moments now, and there was a lot of question marks over us after the group. You know, people were asking, you know, did we have the hunger, or are we the same team as last year or not? But we kind of took all that with a pinch of salt. You know, we knew we were going to deliver and we were going to peak. So thankfully we did. Now, I'm not saying we weren't bad in the group or a quarter final even, you know.
Well, you got two good results against Unions. You know, playing badly, you could have won the game and you got caught.
Yeah, one of those, you know, hard to know what to make of the games, you know, but we did come out on the right end of the results. That's the main thing. But no, we know Glenties. We've played them, this is the third year in a row we're playing them. It's 1-1. And now we know they're a dogged outfit. They have a lot of experience, and we know if we're not at the level we were in the semi-final, or even a level above that, we're going to get turned over.
Would there be a fear that maybe, you know, to lift it and to repeat the semi-final performance? Would that be a fear that it mightn't be just there?
Yeah, you know, we did play well in the semi, but you know, watching it back, we didn't play as well as we felt we could have. You know, we turned over a lot of ball. We only kicked 8 points along with the 3 goals. You know, like there was still a lot of negatives along with, obviously there was a massive positive and winning the semi-final. But no, there was a lot to work on, and you know, the 2 weeks is massive. You know, we were playing week on week, getting a lot of tired bodies, picking up knocks and that. But I think the 2 weeks to recharge batteries, get the mind ready and that, will really help us. It'll obviously help Glenties too, but you know, all the talking's done, all the training's done all year. It's down to two teams now on Sunday, and whoever comes out well.
Is it difficult to prepare for a final against a team that you beat by, what, 9 or 10 points last year?
Yeah, we beat them by, I think it was 6 in the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, last year is foregone conclusion. Like, that's done, that's in the past, you know. You have to look at, obviously, Glenties says, you know, there are a few new players in there. O'Magedigan wasn't starting last year. He's probably their best forward, you know, and he's a very talented forward. So, like, it kind of upsets the game plan. See, if we were going to use the same game plan as last year against them, you can't really do that, you know.
Yeah.
We ourselves, you know, we're probably not playing as well as last year. So there's a lot of ifs and buts in that.
But, came close to now last year's performance against Kilcare, you know.
Yeah, obviously now it was a good performance. Like, there was negatives, but it was a very good performance. Yeah, but yeah. It's a matter of trying to replicate that, or even find a different level now. So
yeah, you kind of nailed down the midfield position at long last, haven't you?
Yeah, kind of, you know, you have to be a bit more cute, getting a bit wiser in my ears, but on the pitch anyway. So, but now, you know, you don't have to kick 3 or 4 points, 5 points, you know, the way underage when you're playing midfield, you think you're great kicking 4 or 5 points.
Was people telling you that you can't?
Yeah, yeah, when you're playing senior, you know, you can impact the game far more and maybe not even score or have a shot, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of part of maturing as a footballer, and yeah. I'm very comfortable in that role now for good or, but you know, we're probably playing, it's probably the two best midfields in the county now. There's a lot of big men in the Glenties team. You've Tomo, you've Kieran Gallagher, Leo, all them. We have a lot of big men too, but it should be an interesting battle.
You say Guidoor aren't as good as last year, but you're more experienced, aren't you?
Yeah, we're a bit wiser. Yeah, we're probably not playing as well, but you know, it's hopefully there's a few more games left in us, and now it doesn't finish on Sunday, but we'll see on Sunday now if we can take it up another level.